Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Nobody?
Nobody what?
Who doesn't want to win $1,000?
Who among us does not want to win $1,000?
No, anybody.
Nobody doesn't want to win a thousand bucks. Who wants to win? Everybody.
Yeah.
That would have been an easier question for me to answer.
No.
But when you asked the question, I was like, wait a minute.
Who doesn't want to win a thousand?
Who doesn't want to win a $1,000?
Everybody.
Nobody doesn't want to win.
Everybody wants to. Yeah.
Nobody doesn't want to win, right?
Who doesn't want to? That makes sense. Nobody.
I thought about that for a minute when you guys were talking about the R. Kelly thing, how he had bad grammar and couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his most popular songs was "I Don't See Nothing Wrong with Little Bump and Grind." And I was thinking about that, and I go, "Oh, you know, he does have bad grammar then." I don't see.
Well, you're not going to say I don't see anything wrong with that when you're trying to be cool. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Right. That means he does see something wrong with Bump and Grind, though.
That means you do care.
Yep.
Nobody.
Boy, you really love when you have the right sound bite for something. The smile on his face is going to break his face.
Well, that's nice. Good for him.
Oh, my God. He's so great at his job.
I'm working harder.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Here's a few things before we tap out for the weekend. We hope you have a great one, by the way.
Yeah, like the best one ever.
Weekend.
Oh, I love the weekend so much.
This week has just been... Poof.
Well, you've had a tough week in particular.
It was ruined by Monday.
You had a smash and grab.
By Monday. Mm-hmm. And the worst
part...
Was that
Monday that happened?
I think so. And the worst part is I look back and I think, all because I needed to get some stretchy little bands for... Like, of all the things, set all this in motion was just I needed to stop and get some little rubber bands for exercise.
How's that going? How's your feet?
I haven't started 1 minute of it yet. I've been tied up with all this crap all
week
long.
Could you bring them here? Is it just one of those things where you hold it and you put your toes in and push down against it?
No, I haven't. You know what? She ran me through a couple things, and then I left the class and was like, all right, or the
doctor's office,
whatever.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, I got to get those bands. And I forgot, and I didn't get them that weekend. And then we got into the week, and I'm like, I got to get those and get started. And then I got a smash and grab and was sent entirely another direction.
Oh, you had to go buy a new car, you know? Your window gets
broken. The two things are linked in a way, but that's not, it was.
Well, you had to have something to drive to work because, you know, it rained this week.
I also was waiting to do that because I needed to get something done professionally that finally got accomplished. And so that was...
Oh, this has been... You're right. Something great.
What was done professionally?
A really good thing was done.
Just a bunch of stuff happened, fell into place. This whole week was like...
Like a manicure, pedicure?
Yes.
Yes, like that, right.
A manicure, pedicure. I'm big on those. I love them.
Business deal. Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Me and my boyfriend had our first date in the Salesforce Transit Park.
Oh.
Maybe we can have our one-year anniversary date there, too. LOL.
That's so funny. They should go back every year on their anniversary. Just see how it's doing.
408 says, in quotes, double middle fingers to the rest of the country. And Pats fans wonder why people hate all of them.
Oh, that is too bad. We don't wonder, actually. It's because we win all the time. That's why people hate us.
Your quarterback's good looking, and he's got a supermodel girlfriend.
That's right. Girlfriend, that's his wife.
Right.
Come on, man. He locked that down. We don't wonder. Thank you.
I was born in Fall Riv.
Fall Riv.
But have lived in California since I was 3 years old. I cheer on all Boston teams. Go Pats.
All right.
Can they claim Pats, or do you think they didn't do enough time there?
She was born there.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's fine. Anybody can. I don't care. Jump on. Come on.
To answer your question,
it's fun up here.
310.
It's a party. We're winning. We're winning everything. Where we look, we win.
310 is answering your question. Dovey has no pants on.
Oh, Dovey has nothing on from the waist down.
Dovey, the lady who was busted.
Well, fun.
In Texas.
Not good looking.
Romancing herself in public on a park bench or something.
She might be the one chick who can't get laid whenever she wants. Because that's why she was doing that to herself. It might not be meth at all.
Further in the story, it says Dubby has trouble staying out of trouble.
Oh.
So she's
in trouble.
This isn't her first time.
We have touching her all the time. There was a sergeant that texted 650. I'm a SF sergeant. When we go to speeders' homes, there will almost always be porn playing on a TV, sex toys everywhere, multiple electronic devices disassembled.
I wonder if the cop ever walks in and goes, you can't pay me enough for this, Sergeant Davin Cole.
Why would there be multiple electronic devices disassembled?
Because they get busy into projects they can't finish.
Oh, so they might take their radio or their phone apart
whatever.
Or something?
Sure.
Like, I think I can fix this thing. Let me get it.
This broken thing, watch me fix this.
Yeah. They say, don't they say tweakers have the cleanest houses?
I have a friend who started doing that.
No!
As like
You're
this,
kidding me.
I'm going to clean the house and would do that. And then it slowly became the thing. And
Hotline.
But meanwhile, had the cleanest house of all times.
Oh, boy.
But life falling apart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you become an addict, and then that's what happens.
I don't care about the house anymore. I'm going to sell pieces of the house until I can get my tweak on. Don't meth people have really bad breath and all their teeth fall out, too? This just doesn't seem to be a lot to recommend this. I mean,
bad news.
I hope that we're all scared enough. Like, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And I love drugs. I mean, come on.
Sarah.
Well, I'm just kidding. But really, you know, I just don't understand how people can hear the rap that meth has and still do it.
Because they think they could break off it.
Really?
Just going to do a little bit. Just going to do a little.
Yeah, just don't
do it. Here and there.
That's right. Alcohol is such a trigger thing, you know? Like, well, a straight person goes, nah, it's all right. I don't want to.
No.
I guess Hooman will do it. But
idiot.
You know, you have a couple drinks and anything sounds good.
Hey, where's our dude from Bravo?
He's on his way up.
He's on
the third floor.
Mylar. All right.
So, listen,
Mylan is from Bravo, and he has tapped our three associates here on the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
It's going to be back to just the
part
two of
his
then.
New Dramaste reality television show.
Ah, Dramaste.
Hi, Mylan.
Hold on. Dramaste, Mylan. Dramaste.
Come over here, Mylan.
Pleasure to meet you guys.
Hi, my name is Yuzette.
Hey.
Nice. She's going to be on the show.
Oh, my God.
the Asian guy in there is Vietnamese.
And
name
the Asian
is
guy. How's it going?
That's Bryn, the Asian guy.
Listen, it's Marin. We got to have some.
I'm Sarah. That's Vinny.
I'm Mylan.
Nice to meet
you. I live on Ricardo Road.
Oh, is that so? Oh, my God. I loved it over there.
It's nice.
What number? Well, I don't guess you don't want to
give
me
exactly. Yeah, that's probably bad. Why don't you not do that?
I don't know.
Bad idea.
The way you guys have been speaking about me on the radio, I'm thinking, this guy sounds really impressive.
Yeah, oh, no, right.
I would like to meet this guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to meet him, too. Where is he?
he ain't here.
So you're a high-powered producer, huh?
That's what it says in my resume.
Yeah. And you actually have an interest in our human, et cetera.
Yeah.
Namaste. Namaste.
Why are you backtracking now, Hooman?
Tell us what's happening. What is going on with this? Not you. Mylan.
Oh, you would like to. Yeah, listen, I'm a kid from Jersey.
Yeah.
And 7 or 8 years ago, we moved here, and I started doing yoga with Susan.
Uh-huh.
And guys from Jersey don't do yoga. Right?
Some guys from Jersey do.
Apparently they do.
The
so I started doing it, and you look around that place, and it's wonderful. It's just like a crazy mix of
it is,
you know,
wonderful.
And that's and by
that
the
is
way,
one way to put it. It's wonderful. I agree.
Let me guess, Mylan goes to the back of the room.
I am a back of the room.
That's right. Hell yeah, you are.
I am right. I do not fit in with the beautiful Marin crowd, as you can see from my
you're adorable
made
stop
for radio
it
physique.
don't fish for compliments.
Super cute.
Anyway, so you love the class, and Susan is a freaking character.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys have met her, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's an extraordinary person. And,
her nickname, did you know this? We just found this out. Her nickname in college was The Body.
I did not know that.
Oh, there's another layer to the onion.
There's only two The Bodies in the whole world. Elle McPherson and Susan Hauser.
Wasn't there a WWF guy called The Body?
Oh, yeah, boy. I meant girls. Well, that's what I meant.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you go to the class.
Her body is a wonderland.
Oh, I thought that was about me.
Oh, your body as well, I'm sure. I haven't gone to your park yet.
Well, I mean, you can see, but clearly.
What? Sarah?
Keep going, Mylan. Yeah. Just keep talking. So you decided this is a good idea. And are you, in fact, a TV producer? And what have you put on that we would know about? Like, are you a high roller? Or are you, you know, a couple failed attempts? Or what are we talking about here?
Our whole life is a series of failed attempts.
Everybody's is.
Everyone's is. Yeah, right exactly. Up until you hit gold.
You know, that's exactly right. No, I'm an ad guy. I've been in advertising for 20 years. I was in Ogilvy & Mather in New York. I was a senior partner there for 12 years, and they moved me to London and then San Francisco, and I've been running an agency here in town, and just decided we made a couple movies.
Oh.
And we made a couple of these big documentary movies that won at Cannes and all this, and you kind of realize I've been making the content people have to watch, and now I'd like to make the content people actually want to watch.
So do you have contacts at Bravo, or are they just throwing around the word Bravo because they think that would be a good place for it?
So, no, it's we're talking to Bravo. We're talking to a lot of different networks about it. And so, you know, it seems like a good fit for Bravo, but to be clear, if anybody from Bravo is listening, you know, we don't have a deal with those guys.
You said if it winds up on another network, are you still in?
How about TLC?
It would be one of those, right? Totally.
Because she is the queen of Bravo. Yeah. You know, so we think that Bravo's...
After Dr. Pimple Popper. Promise.
I got to watch that. I feel like I would like that show.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
I hate myself for
so
liking
gross,
it.
Ben. Have you seen this?
I have not, and I do.
Like I like it.
I think everybody has a fascination with, you know, you farm a pimple
sure.
on your own. When you're young, you're like, you're farming the thing, waiting for it to be breakable, and then when it does, there is a satisfaction like... That's been cleaned.
Yeah.
Like I've...
Well, it's that premise, but it is times a thousand. I mean, I...
Will there be pimple popping on Dramas Day?
God, no.
We need to have that. No. Feeling like
that should happen. If I'm running the show.
So let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
So here you are. You're in Susan's class. You've been taking yoga at... And what is it, Hooman?
Now Power Yoga.
Right, Now Power Yoga.
Porta Madero.
And you go, you know what? She's a character. This is a great group of people. This might make a good TV show. So do you go up to her and say, how'd you like to be on TV, kid?
Is that how you opened with it?
It was a little bit less 1920s.
Okay.
All right, Ken, how'd you like to be on TV, huh?
Hey, we're going to make a show. Everybody's going to be rich, see?
Hey, you want a cigar, too? Everyone's doing it.
Well, I don't know the move. What's the move? So how do you do it?
So I just said, well, you know, this place is as extraordinary as it gets. And I went home and I wrote the treatment and I came up with a name.
Oh,
and
the treatment. How did Hooman glom his way
What is
this?
The name? Is the name Dramaste?
Name is Dramaste.
It absolutely should be Dramaste. What other name could there possibly be? Yeah. Dramaste! Dramaste!
We thought we came up with that. I guess not, huh?
I heard. I was listening.
Hand to heart, Dramaste.
Thank God for whom, and he clarified it, because I was looking up like, oh my God, they got the name, but actually that is the name.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. And then so, you know.
So it's going to be like set around, like, how much, you know, just watching a yoga class on TV is not exciting.
No, it's
going to be the people, like you see them doing yoga and then you follow one of them out the door into their life.
Totally. The majority of the show won't be in the studio. The studio is a lens through which you'll see.
Do you know her friend? What is her friend's name?
Daria.
Do you know Daria?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daria
She's
needs to be the star of that
made for
show.
Television. Yeah.
The half the people, we've done a bunch of interviews. I got to interview Hooman after this on camera.
Oh,
but
boy.
We've done
Hooman? Oh, Hooman, are you camera ready?
Is this today?
Hooman, put on a smaller shirt!
Well, I'm not... I have a shine. This may not be my day.
What are you
day.
Saying right now?
Today's your day, buddy.
Need some powder.
You look great. Thank you so much.
Shirt's a little big.
I know.
But the people that we've interviewed so far, it's A, they're fascinating, and B, it's surprising people actually want to be on TV.
So
oh, really?
Are you going to interview today, too? Yeah,
Whoa.
You should.
We gotta
Susan
talk.
Susan hasn't okayed me yet, though.
Oh, is Susan like in charge of the casting?
Well, I found out, and that's why I'm here. So we're gonna talk.
All right. Oh.
So Yuzi, this means you're gonna have to go up there and take yoga all the time. You know,
that's gonna be good. You'll love it. You can carpool with the boys.
Oh my God, it's a great idea.
The tagline is yoga has never been this.
Oh, adorable.
You like that?
Drama stay, everyone. Well, sit down. Have a seat. Get comfortable.
Thanks.
Mylan, everybody. Some big-time producer / ad guy.
Sorry, we ran out of time for your text. Have a good one.
I actually want to be on TV.
So,
oh,
Yuzette,
really?
Are you going to interview today, too?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you should.
We got to talk.
Susan hasn't okayed me yet. Oh,
is Susan like in charge of the casting?
Well, I found out, and that's why I'm here. So we're going to talk.
All right. Oh.
So you see, this means you're going to have to go up there and take yoga all the time, you know.
That's going to be good. You'll love it. You can carpool with the boys.
Oh, my God. It's a great idea.
The tagline is yoga has never been this heated.
Oh, adorable.
You like that?
Drama stay, everyone. Well, yeah. Sit down. Have a seat. Get comfortable.
Thanks.
Mylan, everybody. Some big-time producer / ad guy.
Sorry, we ran out of time for your text. Have a good one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today's show, little bit. I think I got drunk off of that grilled cheese sandwich that I ate. Mm-hmm. Started to really.
Oh, so you were on point just up until the sandwich.
Yeah,
is what
I was
you're
fine
saying.
Right up until the sandwich hit me, and then
just
I was
flew
like,
you right
started
into the weeds.
Dancing uh-huh. and. I just love Fridays. I love you guys very much. I've been, you know, really thinking a lot about how lucky we are to have this little combo
yeah.
of people and
agreed.
How lucky we are to do a few more years together here
right.
and hopefully far more beyond that.
Agreed.
And just like we're grateful that you listen, and I'm grateful to have you people in my life. So I'm saying no to drama stay for you guys. I'm going to need you to stay here.
We'll see.
Okay.
We can do both, right, Bryn?
You know it.
Yeah, but you guys are going to become huge stars, and then me and Vinny will be like, well, back to square one, where we started off the show by ourselves and we ended the show
no,
by ourselves.
You know what? People's lives get ruined by the reality
yeah,
TV shows.
Yeah, you said it yourself. They all break up with their husbands.
They do. It's
you need to
it's
think carefully
thing.
If you even want to be a part of this. Plus, you have to do yoga all the time. Ugh.
No.
You're going to love it. You'll love that, all that stuff. And I think this is good for you.
You know, I'm going to have to create some drama, though. So I might need you guys
no
to help
problem.
Me with that.
I'll
you can punch
you
me.
What?
You can punch me.
You want to be punched?
You want to be punched?
I would love to punch
drama.
You right
I'll
now.
I'll do it for the show.
Oh, it's for the
I'll
show.
Do it for the show is what
no,
I'm saying.
Then I look like a biatch.
I can take a hit.
Well, you need to.
Listen, they're going to make you into a character, and they're going to take every one of your worst qualities and magnify it. They don't care about nice people. They're not going to take your nice stuff. You need to be careful.
Anyway, I feel like I can speak for Sarah when I say, go Rams.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I feel like I have something in my ear. There's something. Go Patriots!
Yeah. Have a
go
good Super Bowl
Glory
weekend, everyone.
Go
stay tuned to Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.